Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Kodiak Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KDK, and on the OTC markets under the symbol KDKCF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Claudia Thornquist. Now, Claudia, following up on some news that came out last week on Tuesday, February 16th, some more drill results from this MPD project at the Gate Zone. Now, some of the headline numbers here, 213 meters of 0.65 copper and 0.37 grams per ton gold. That equals 1% copper equivalent. Also, 171 meters of 0.62% copper and 0.43 grams per ton gold, which equals 1.03% copper equivalent. So some pretty consistent grades right here. What can you tell us in terms of how these holes fit into the overall expansion plans at this Gate Zone?
Well, these holes were the last drill results from our 2020 program, and they very nicely complemented what we had already released, in that they were up dip and down dip from existing holes, intercepted very consistently the high grade zone that we had discovered last year, with really quite high grades for porphyry mineralization, like 1% copper equivalent over 200 or even more meters in each of the holes from this drill fan. So that's a fantastic result. We're very pleased with it. And what's important to understand is that we're really only at the start here. We have a very large system of 10 square kilometers, historically shallow drilling. And so far we've only poked just over 10 holes that were a little bit deeper. And so, yeah, we're really only at the start. We're fortunate to have made a discovery early on, but there's still a lot of work to do and a lot of upside to be unlocked.
So in terms of the total strike, let's go width, depth, and length in terms of what you have proven up with the drill so far. What are we looking at the Gate Zone so far, please?
We've drilled porphyry mineralization and high grade center over a width of approximately 300 meters now and down to a depth of 800 meters. And then so far we've stepped out just about 100 meters or a little bit more along a anomaly, surface copper in soil anomaly, that's over a kilometer long. So we've so far only drilled the northernmost tip of it.
Okay, so that's outlined well in figure one from the news release. I'll post a link to the news release, and I will also post that figure one below this interview. What's going to be the follow-up work then in terms of really looking at this whole kilometer of strike and understanding that you have drilled such a small aspect of it?
Well, we have a much larger program planned for 2021. Last year, we drilled 6,700 meters, and now this year we have 30,000 meters planned. So it's going to be almost five times larger program. So we'll be very busy, and we'll just work our way systematically south, which is where the higher grades lead us, and just see how this porphyry center, this high grade center, how it shapes up and how we can trace it to the south along this 1 kilometer long surface anomaly.
So then in terms of continuing with this expansion mode, continuing to explore, sounds like you guys are still focused on this near surface mineralization. Is the 800 meters depth that you guys have already drilled, is that going to be the extent at least of the upcoming drilling, really capping it at that 800 meters depth so that you can focus a bit more on near surface mineralization?
Yep, I think that probably is a fair statement. We've our approach was obviously to drill deeper than the historic shallow drilling, which was only 100 or 200 meters deep, and we did that very successfully. Now, having said that, we have intercepted mineralization partly right from bedrock, and the high-grade mineralization starts down at 200 meters or so. And our focus is obviously to see where the mineralization and the high-grade mineralization comes closest to surface. So we will continue to drill deeper than the historic drilling, but we'll obviously try to chase the mineralization where it comes closest to surface.
So recapping at least the headline numbers of this news release, let's say right around 200 meters in strike of about 1% copper equivalent. How did these grades and widths relate to some of the past holes that you guys have drilled on this project at this gate zone?
They were very consistent. We've drilled in each of the holes that intercepted the high grade center between just under 200 up to almost 300 meters of 1% or just above copper equivalent. So it's been, a very consistent picture, which is great, of course. And bodes well for when we step out further and see what else we can find.
So I understand that this is still, let's call it an early on assessment of what this gate zone could turn into. But do you guys have any plans of putting out some sort of a resource around this area?
That's a good question. At this stage, we are really in discovery mode. So this year for Kodiak is a year of discovery. We'll drill and see how much more high-grade copper we can find and discover, and a resource that's still sometime in the future.
So let's just recap then in terms of follow-up work, meters that are planned. I understand that you are focusing on extensions to the south, but what is the drill program, and also what kind of funds does the company have available to satisfy this drill program?
Well, we have planned to drill up to 30,000 meters. We're fully funded for that work. We'll also do some additional geophysics, sampling, petrography, and other work. And we'll definitely drill further, as we talked about, at the gate zone. And we then also have two other large target areas, Dillard and Dillard East, which are also very high on our priority list.
So in terms of news flow, then what can you share with us? What can investors expect from the company?
Well, we expect to start drilling very soon, within a matter of days. So then the drills will turn again. Going forward, our approach, we've done the same in last year, is to release results in batches. So we'll drill a couple of holes, then release those results, and then go ahead like that, simply because it's much easier to make sense of it all and show the bigger picture that way. So expect over the year a number of news releases from us. 30,000 meters is a lot of drilling, so it'll be a very news-rich year for Kodiak.
And I will continue to follow along. It's a company that I've gotten a number of comments on, and you guys really are just working on what is a new discovery with a lot of exploration potential, as well as some of these other regional targets that you can see on figure 5 of the news release. Again, I'll post a link to that news release. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Claudia regarding any of the exploration going on at Kodiak Copper, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Claudia, I appreciate the update today. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.